Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we were taught that there are many scientific truths in the Bible. When science and the Bible disagree, the Bible is always right. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, there's scientific truths throughout the Word of God. But when there is a difference, God's Word is always right. Science is always wrong. Now, one sees, as today, they try to use theories to disprove creation. I had one man that emailed me, and he wanted to know how many of our people walk to church as they did in Bible days. Now, this guy had to, for some reason or another, give me a little bit of his resume. He said he had a master's degree from a major secular university, and it was impressive. It really was. And so I just emailed back a very Dennis the Menace type simpleton answer to the tune of, well, we have more people walking to church than used email back in that day. Well, actually, I didn't get much of a response from that, but I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck. I was actually trying to show him the nonsensical manner of his speech and his thought life, because he was a critic of us teaching verse by verse through the Word of God. And so I thought maybe that approach would help. Evidently it didn't, because he still evidently leads that way. I still get mail telling me how bad I am. Now, the pastor leads a church outside into the world to be a witness to the world, to show Christ to the world, to live Christ before the world. But we're not out there to debate doctrine. Rather, we're there to preach the word. And so it goes on to say here in verse 16, to shun profane vain babblings, and then he adds, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Why do churches lose their standards? All of a sudden, ladies have dresses that are just a little bit too low, skirts that are a little bit too high. Preachers are dressing down. The music sounds like a nightclub. Why is that? Because they've got into shunt, they've got into profane and baby babblings. And it's led to ungodliness. That's as simple as I can say it from the Word of God. And that is the Word of God. You see, so often these people have a lack of reverence for God, and they lack duty to Him. Now, when I was a kid, probably fought like cats and dogs with our brothers. Being one of the younger ones, I usually got beat up. But nonetheless, when somebody started attacking my brothers, we fought together. And we're seeing that today in this casual, non-holy attitude about worship, witnessing, and attending God's house. It's just this, again, profane and vain babblings that has led to more ungodliness in local churches across this country. Lax doctrine in the first phrase leads to ungodliness in living, which leads to becoming fond of these things and then arguing against the holy faith that was once delivered unto man. Now, see the contrast. Verse 15, study the word to show yourself approved unto God, not man to God. Then verse 16, vain babblings and profane. Religious talk, yes, but not approved. Rather, it's ungodly, although man may approve. And so, he warns concerning harmful words, but now he's going to warn us about harmful people in verses 17 and 18. He says, and their words will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Now, the effect and effect is disastrous to the Christian life and church. What their word does is that it will eat as doth a canker. Why? Because they either are using the corrupted word of God or the philosophy of man. You know, canker here is from the Greek word gangrenia, from which we get our word gangrene. God's word does not need revised, rewritten, nor re-edited. Again, God got it right the first time. Now, what imagery we see here? We'll eat means it will have pasture as hungry cattle graze in every direction. In other words, as a gangrene spreading through the body. That's what it does. Those are the words the Lord is using here to describe what it is, that it will spread as a canker through a body, just like a bunch of cattle spread through a pastures that have very little grass in it. And boy, what imagery the Bible uses to show what these people that do not want to teach and preach the Word of God, instead want to do the latest thing with technology that does not really go with the Word of God, really is trying to impress us with pictures and music or whatever else they can. And like gangrene, and it spreads throughout the body, it must be removed, and many times that happens by removing parts of the body to stop it. The progress of perverse doctrine and an anything-goes philosophy as gangrene invades the body of many local churches. Whether it's rock and roll, immodest dress, disrespectful to God dress, less Bible preaching and particularly against sin, Calvinism, that's right, because Calvinism, you learn that by reading people's books, not by the Bible. But too often, when those people are removed from the local church, it sees those who perpetrated such things. They take good parts of the local body with them, who in turn are not used of God as they once were. It's like a leg. The leg once worked, you ran on it, you stood on it, and accomplished many things. But when that leg is cut off, then the body is hurt. And those are people that spread those things and do those things in local church. Oh, my heart breaks when I think of what they're going to have to suffer before the Almighty. Now, who are they who speak these words? Hymenaeus and Philetus. You know, they are named. Do you remember in Romans chapter 16, verses 16 and 17, there was a command there that said to mark them which cause divisions contrary to the doctrine and that which ye have learned? And so the Bible says, name them, name them, name the heir, name who the people are behind it. That's what the Bible says. Now, I know there are a lot of people today say you shouldn't name names. Well, that is a philosophy. Truth is, the Bible says, name names. Now, you can accept God, or you can accept man's philosophy. But God is right, and in eternity, you'll see he was always right. Now, I find it interesting also, Hymenaeus, who was also mentioned in 1 Timothy 1:20, means singing man. Well, Philetus means friendly man. And this may speak of the personality of these men and their talents as they've come into the local church and they've drawn people unto them. So often, it's true that the most effective subverters of God's truth are men who have outwardly charming personality or impressive abilities with their words. That's why it's noble, according to Acts chapter 17, verse 11, to check the word of God to see if these things were so. Whether it's me, your pastor, anybody else preaching or teaching, always check the word of God. Now, the worrisome outcome then is seen in verse 18, where it says, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Wow. Who concerning the truth have erred? Now again, don't forget verses 14 and 15, where they were warned about these people that subvert, and that we're to study to know the word. See, once that error is entrenched, it gains acceptance as men become less guarded about the danger. That is when it begins to advance to a greater degree of corruption. And it's very hard to gain back those things that are lost in the next generation. You know, sometimes people will leave a church, and I found this true. I just found the best thing to do is to pray for them and let them know that this is where you stand, but you don't hate them. And if they're willing to come back and stand with you, they're always welcome to come back. That way you let them know that you still stand, you'll continue to stand, and this is what you stand on. You see, if you accept this philosophy, if I can say, look, you'll understand this if you'll accept 2 plus 2 equals 5. Well, if you will accept 2 plus 2 equals 5, then you will accept more outlandish things because they're proven. And not by the Bible, but by the false 2 plus 2 equals 5 theory. You see, without diligence in the study of God's Word, we tend to change to the culture instead of the Word changing us from the culture. So many have rightly said, when the church is supposed to be changing the world is changing the church. When we're supposed to be getting Christ into the world is getting into the church. We're getting the world into Christ's church. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.